was waiting for you to finally open your eyes. You had quite the fall back there. Do you remember anything? So you don't even know who I am, do you? Oh, that's all right. I won't hold it against you the first time. After everything you've been through, it's a miracle you're even alive. Now that you're awake, I can actually ask this question. What's your name, Pat? How lovely. I think it suits you quite well. My name is Yasia, and I happen to be the matriarch of the harpies around here. Those close to me call me Mommy. But you can call me anything you like, Pat. I'm sure you have plenty of questions for me. But before you start asking, would you prefer if I told you everything I remember? I might answer one of your questions if I tell you everything that I saw. Being 100% transparent with you, I'm not sure how you got into your situation. I only noticed the aftermath and rushed to your side to rescue you. A fall from this high up on a cliff would have been enough to end your life. Scary thought, I know. But you don't have anything to worry about. You're safe and sound in Mommy's nest. Cuddled up underneath my wing. My body heat helps keep you warm despite being so high up in the air. Regardless of being a bit larger than you, you don't feel scared. Not of me, at least. Instead, you find yourself nestling further into me. For some reason, you feel safe, don't you? I think because I saved your life, your brain instinctively knew that you could trust me. The entire time I carried you in my talons, you didn't flinch once. I was convinced I was too late with how still you felt, practically dangling in my talons as my wings took us back here. You've only been out a few hours. If you look at the sky, you'll see the sun is only starting to set. Don't worry, Pat. You didn't miss too much time. Mommy was watching over you, making sure nothing bad happened. You're quite the find for a harpy. Speaking of which, would you like to know what happened? I didn't mean to get distracted, I promise. I actually kind of feel bad about it. You just feel so good, and I'm enjoying how you feel laying next to me. As the leader of this clan, there's not a lot of moments where I can indulge my softer side. I love my girls. Don't get me wrong. I'm thrilled to be their leader. But it's nice to take a second or two. You feel so nice resting against my wing. I hope you don't mind me doting on you a bit. Now, would you like to know what happened, or would you prefer to just move on and leave it in the past? I saw you out the corner of my eye, right over there. See the edge of Concaster Woods? You were being chased by something or other. This big, ferocious beast. Snarling maw, dripping nails. The most atrocious roar you've ever heard. I wasn't quite sure what I was looking at, but I did hear you screaming from over a mile away. I looked over and you just run right off the cliff. Seems like you didn't look where you were going, or maybe you decided it was worth the risk. Either way, one second you were in the woods, the next you were in the sky. Is it at all coming back to you? Well, luckily for you, Mommy happens to have fantastic eyesight. I was able to watch you start falling down, and the beast immediately lost interest and started to walk away. Decided you weren't worth it. While it wasn't looking, I swooped in and rescued you. I'm sorry if there are a few cuts along your shoulder. I tried to be as delicate as I could be when carrying you here. I always forget how fragile skin is until it's in my clutches. Then I'm constantly reminding myself there's precious cargo that I actually need to be responsible with. Unfortunately for me, there's only so much I can do with these razor-sharp talons. Besides, a few cuts compared to being dead is worth it, right? The only thing that got ruined in the trip over was the clothes on your back, but that's an easy fix. Whatever town you go into next will have some fresh clothes for you. Of course, it's going to be a few days before I let you out of my sight again. You're in absolutely no condition for traveling, pets. You don't have to worry, though. Mommy will take very good care of you. Once you're back up to full health, you'll be allowed to travel again. How does that sound, pet? Well, if I were to let you out in this condition, you would simply fall prey to another predator's attempts. Littered and cuts and bruises. You look like you went 5 rounds with a bugbear and lost every single one of them. If you're worried that one of my girls is going to say something about you being an outsider, you're panicking for no reason. As long as you have Mommy's permission, you'll be allowed to stay here, pet. And as long as you stay on Mommy's good side, I don't see why anyone would have a problem with you. You've already made yourself at home underneath my wing, playing with my soft feathers between your fingers. I wasn't going to stick my beak out to protect you only to have you fend for yourself. That wouldn't be right. Mommy would never do that to you, pet. Instead, you're going to stay here for the next few days and gather your strength. I'll have a few of my girls gather supplies for you, since it's clear you lost everything when you took that jump. It wouldn't be smart sending you back on your journey with absolutely nothing. You'll end up getting even more hurt. And then Mommy, well, Mommy will just have to come to your rescue again. I'm sure that's something you don't want. So you'll stay here until you get better. And in the meantime, you'll find a way to earn your keep. Mommy won't ask for much in exchange. You wouldn't be able to handle it in your current state. Besides, I'm not doing this to feel good about myself or to make my clan seem cool. I'm doing this out of the kindness of my heart. It's not often someone as precious as you comes around these parts. Mommy would hate to see a small creature like you suffer. It would be a shame. I mean, you're already such a sweet little pet. Cuddled so adorably underneath my wing. I can't get enough of you. It's been so long since Mommy has felt this way about someone. You're just so cute. I can't keep my wings to myself. Easily going where I guide you, laying back as I climb on top. My larger body dwarfs yours, wings covering you completely. Now this is for Mommy's eyes only. Getting rid of all this unnecessary material. It's only hiding your sexy body from me. Something like this should always be on display. Feel so soft underneath me. My talons pass your ankles to my wings, lifting them over your heads. Gives Mommy access to everything she needs when you're folded in half like this. It's okay, pet. It's only natural that you're having such a strong reaction. You want to be good for Mommy, don't you? Do you know how you're going to do that, pet? You're going to carry my egg. Mommy is going to fuck her egg into this tight little hole of yours. And once it's in there, you're going to carry it. Keep it nice and safe. Let it grow big and strong. And eventually, you'll birth it out. Once you birth it out and you're completely healed, Mommy will let you back on your merry little way. How does that sound? I knew you would see it my way, pet. It's okay, pet. I've got you. Mommy's right here. I know. It's quite long. Not thick like you imagined, but it's long, skinny, and hollow. That's because the egg goes through the middle, shooting out of me and landing inside you. You'll know if you catch right away because your stomach will swell instantly. Yeah. Harpy eggs waste no time attaching to their host. Since we're a singular sex species, we had to figure out a better way to reproduce. Turns out pets like you make the best breeding partners. Just look at you. You're enjoying yourself, aren't you? And bailed on my cock. You feel yourself being split open and can only ask for more. It's not enough, is it, pet? You need more of mommy's ovipositor, huh? Listen to you. That's what I like to hear. You sound so fucking good, pet. Keep it up. Don't hold anything back. It only makes me want to rut against you harder. Yeah. My hips thrusting inside you. You can't help but moan with each and every brush of my ovipositor. Your hips start moving back and forth, encouraging you to take it. Stretched open around me, you find yourself grasping at my feathers, struggling to get a good grip on my wings. Such a delicate skin. Ankles pinned above your head. You keep struggling to maintain eye contact. It's okay, pet. Just breathe for me. I know. It's a lot. But you can take it, can't you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at you being so good for mommy. You were made to be on your back with your legs spread. Look so fucking good like this, pet. I can't look away. Oh, that only makes you feel better, huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah. A burst of pride wells up within yourself as you continue to rock back and forth. My other wing snakes between the two of us, start stroking you in time with my hips. Oh, you aren't expecting it to be so soft. It's alright. It's okay, pet. Just breathe for mommy. In and out. I've got you. Don't you worry about a thing. All you have to do is take your breathing like a good pet. That's why you're here. You're too hurt. You're too weak to be out in the woods on your own right now. Yeah, you're injured from your little fall from earlier. Oh, hungrily swallowing everything mommy feeds it. You should see how it looks. It's hypnotic. Right there, yeah. So eager for everything I have. You can't get enough. moaning and begging for me. That's a good pet. You're making mommy so proud. Yes, you are. Keep it up. You're doing such a good job. You're whole, taking every inch. This is what you were made for, wasn't it? You were meant to be bred all day, every day. Yeah, that's right. Not good for anything else. Not when your hole feels this divine, pet. Sucking me in like it's the only thing you know how to do. You continue to rock against me. Know exactly what mommy needs without me ever having to say it. Just look at you go. Oh, yes. Mommy's so proud of you, pet. Keep taking it. Keep making me feel good. Like that, yeah. That's me, sweet pet. Oh, you've been fucked stupid. Not a single thought in that cute head of yours. All you know is that you're getting close. And this is how it should always be. And this is where you're sexiest, pet. Mommy adores when you get all like this. Yeah, that's right. All pliant and docile. Trying your best. What a good pet for mommy you're being. You gotta keep it up. You gotta make me come. You wanna be filled with mommy's egg, don't you? Get bred up how you deserve, like a proper pet. Oh, I know you do. Mommy knows. All you can do is moan and pant and try to catch your breath. Meanwhile, my hand continues to work you, making you feel so good. It's all consuming. Glenching around the ovipositor, you feel something at the base. It's not as skinny as the rest, is it? That's my egg you're feeling. Moving along my shaft. It's going to keep getting closer. Moving deeper inside you until it's ready. Finally, once mommy comes, it's going to go inside you, stuffing you how you need. You think you feel full now? This is nothing compared to the thick egg you're going to be carrying. I can already imagine how fucking good you're going to look. I don't know if I'll be able to keep my talents to myself. Watching your stomach grow with my egg in there. Oh, shit. Oh, you did it so fucking well. Like, this is where you were supposed to be. Maybe adventuring was never really your calling, pets. Maybe you were supposed to be a breeder for mommy. You certainly enjoy it, don't you? Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Listen to yourself. Falling apart at the seams. No sense of dignity. No sense of composure or control. All you know is that you feel good. Your hips rock further into my touch. Further into my ovipositor. With each thrust against you, it feels too good. You're so close, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, focus on that, pets. Get close for mommy. I know you want to. Taking every inch of me so deeply. You feel your own hole starting to expand. My hand doesn't stop as my hips continue to bounce against you. Yeah, listen to that. You sound so fucking lewd, Bex. Squelching, filling the air as the pleasure builds. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't ignore the throbbing as you look up at me. My body completely covering yours. So tiny in my talons. My wing tightens around your ankle, making sure you don't go anywhere. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm getting so close. Mommy wants to come inside you. Only thing that's going to make me happy is seeing your stomach bursting with my egg. Every one of my girls is going to know exactly how you earn your keep around your vet. Right there. Right there, yeah. I should be lucky that I'm possessive. That I don't like the share. Otherwise, you might find yourself loaned out to one of my other girls, becoming our personal broodmare. Oh, fuck. Right there. Yeah, like that. That feels so good. Oh, yeah. Oh, don't stop. You're doing amazing. Mommy needs to breed you pets. You feel so fucking good wrapped around me, squeezing my holy positive with everything you have. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fucking close, pets. I don't know how much longer I'll be able to. Oh, fuck it. Mommy can't deny herself any longer. Why don't you let go with me, pet? Oh, come on, I know you want to. I can see how close you are. You're right on the edge, right like mommy. So let go. Show mommy how good it feels to be Brett. And come with me. That's a good bet. Look at you coming with mommy. You've made me so happy. I'm so proud of you, Pat. How are you feeling? Do you like how the egg feels inside you? Why don't you reach down and touch your stomach? You feel that? It's a bit bigger, isn't it? That's because mommy's egg has made its way inside you, Pat. It's made itself at home, already attaching to your walls. In just an hour or two, it'll be completely attached, and you'll be able to start growing it. Every day, little by little, it's going to get bigger. After about a month, you're going to give birth. A month should be enough time for all your injuries to heal, right? Even if it's not, mommy will just have an excuse to breed you again. There are always more eggs for you, Pat. Don't you worry. You'll be okay, Pat. You'll love being mommy's adorable broodmare. It's a better life than being an adventurer. Yes, it is. Don't you worry, Pat. Mommy will make sure that you never want to leave again.